This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hold a telephonic conversation with the Iranian President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian. During the talks, President Pezeshkian briefed Mr. Modi on the recent developments in West Asia and the way forward. The Prime Minister welcomed the understanding reached and reiterated India's consistent position that all issues must be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy. Mr. Modi reiterated the need for continued efforts to ensure lasting peace and stability in the region and for safeguarding freedom of navigation and commerce. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with various secretaries to several ministries of Seva Tirth in New Delhi yesterday. The discussion focused on two key themes. The first was deregulation and other reforms for ease of doing business and ease of living, while the second was promoting Atmanirbharta. During the meeting, the Prime Minister stressed the importance of adopting a whole-of-government approach and breaking departmental silos. Highlighting the importance of integrated planning and coordination, Mr. Modi encouraged wider utilization of the PM Gati Shakti as an effective platform for the interdepartmental coordination and informed decision-making. He exhorted the secretaries to focus on the tangible impact of schemes on the lives of people. Japanese Prime Minister Sinei Takaichi is arriving in New Delhi this evening on a three-day visit to India. This marks his first official visit to India. She will attend the 16th India-Japan Annual Summit tomorrow with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The summit will provide an opportunity for both sides to review and strengthen the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation as well as exchange views on the regional and global issues of mutual interest. A correspondent reports that India and Japan share a long-standing friendship rooted in centuries of cultural and civilizational exchange, spiritual affinity and shared values of freedom, democracy and respect for the rule of law. Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen VB Jiramji Act 2025 will come into force across rural India and the effect from today. The Rural Development Ministry said that the Act, which guarantees 125 days of wage employment in every financial year, will empower rural India. Correspondent reports that a provision of 95,692 crore rupees has been made in the current financial year for operationalization of the new framework across the country. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon students to use education as a means of build an equitable and inclusive society. She said educated youth shouldn't work only for their own progress, but also strive to uplift the weaker section and contribute to nation building. The president said this while addressing the first convocation of the Central Tribal University of Andhra Pradesh in Visakhapatnam. The special intensive revision of electoral rolls has begun in Delhi, Jharkhand, Meghalaya, Karnataka and Maharashtra yesterday. As part of the exercise in Delhi, over 13,000 booth-level officers will visit every household till 29th of next month to distribute pre-printed enumeration form in duplicate to all existing electors for verification and updation of the electoral rolls. Union Minister for Development of the Northeastern Region, Jyotir Aditya Sindhya, has reviewed the evolving flood situation across the region following incessant rainfall. In a social media post, Mr. Sindhya said he took stock of the ground situation, including ongoing rescue, relief and restoration effort, and assured every possible government support to safeguard lives and restore normalcy at the earliest. In the FIFA World Cup, the round 32 match between Ivory Coast and Norway is underway in Texas, USA. Norway lead 1-0 at halftime after Antonio Nusa scored a stunning goal in the 39th minute. In another round of 32 encounter, France will take on Sweden at 2:30 a.m. Indian time. Earlier, Morocco and Paraguay advanced to the round of 16. And that is the end of the news bulletin.